News Talk ZB is 6:33. Sam Trethaway is with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningside's KiwiSaver category, Fund Manager of the Year award in 2013-14. And Sam joins us now. Good evening.
Hi.
What happened to the markets over the past week?
It was a very volatile week for markets across global markets and most asset classes. We did see some big moves in both directions during the week. In equity markets, investor risk appetite did appear to moderate a lot early in the week, and risk was taken off. So as of Thursday night, the Dow Jones had fallen 2.5% from its close the week prior, and the S&P 500 and other international markets also fell by a similar amount. The VIX, which is a fear index essentially, or a measure of market volatility, spiked to a level of 26. This is well above any other level we've seen this year, and the NZ market locally was down 1.5% across the week, with falls coming up Monday and Tuesday, but it did claw back some of these gains on Wednesday and Friday.
What are the main reasons for this volatility?
There are a number of drivers causing this volatility. So firstly, there was some negative US economic data on Wednesday night around retail sales and manufacturing. Secondly, in the US, we've had the end of quantitative easing coming to an end. So this bond purchasing program has supported riskier asset classes over the last few years, but the end has been well flagged in the market. Thirdly, we had weaker economic growth expectations in Europe, particularly around Germany, following some weak export data there. And then adding to it all was concerns around China's growth prospects, Ebola, and tensions in the Middle East causing concern. It was the US which provided the catalyst for markets to stabilise later in the week. So US new housing starts came in ahead of expectations, and consumer confidence figures were unexpectedly high.
How have the commodities reacted?
The biggest move in there was the oil price. So at the weekend, the price per barrel settled at a close of $85, well below what has been a relatively stable trading range of $100 to $110 per barrel over the past few years. So we have seen an increase in supply recently, particularly from US shale gas, but the fall is indicative of a global growth shock. So this fall is positive for consumers and countries who are net importers, but the major exporters, so whose economy is highly dependent on oil revenue, will feel an impact.
You mentioned Ebola just a moment ago, so how big a risk is Ebola for the markets?
The sector which is most immediately exposed is the travel industry and airline stocks, including Air New Zealand locally. The worst-case scenario is Ebola severely limits global air travel. Airline stocks did react negatively when the first case reached the US. However, some international airlines have said publicly that they're not concerned about Ebola yet and have safeguards in place. So it's about understanding the ability for Ebola to be spread outside West Africa and how well it can be contained once within a new country. So the US's response here has been aggressive to date, and the key will be to see if it continues to spread in the US or in other Western nations.
Why is it the NZX is less volatile than other markets?
So the NZX was down less than other global markets during the week and historically has been a lower volatility market. Here we have a large number of yield stocks on our market, which help support the NZX 50 over the week, and investors have been chasing yield as growth expectations dampen. So an example of this is the gentailers. So these include Mighty River Power, Meridian Energy, and Contact Energy. They're all high dividend payers with stable balance sheets and reasonable stable revenue, and represent the largest sector within the NZX 50. They all held up relatively well over the week, with some returning positive returns across the week. But having said that, risk was taken off the table in high growth, high multiple businesses. So an example of this is Xero, which was down 11% over the week. Obviously, in the US, there are more high growth tech companies, so that does contribute to higher volatility in the market.
What are you expecting ahead, Sam?
We think the markets could remain volatile for the coming weeks, far more than what we've seen in recent months. The US data announced later in the week did help calm investor nerves somewhat, and the New Zealand market has had a positive day today. We think US economic growth and how the Federal Reserve acts is a critical issue going forward and one we'll be watching closely. Outside of this, it is AGM season here in New Zealand, and a number of local companies are holding meetings. So we'll be looking for positive earnings from any of these updates from these companies, and Fletcher Building is a key one on Wednesday.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver category, Fund Manager of the Year award in both 2013 and 2014. Now, the awards in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or for an investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or you can call 0800 662 345. 5.